there's something that I want to mention about Musa and Fir'aun. From the people of Fir'aun, very few followed the da'wah of Sayyidina Musa. One of them was Mu'min al Fir'aun. And his story is mentioned in the Quran, and it's a long story. And his story, inshallah, we could talk about it in a separate series about al-Qasas al-Qur'ani, the stories of Quran. And then there's also Asiya, Imra'at Fir'aun, who believed. Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, she believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message of Sayyidina Musa. And Asiya is the one who raised up Sayyidina Musa, so for him she was like a second mother. And Asiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about her in Quran, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned her in a few ahadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِندَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the wife of Fir'aun, and she made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an interesting dua. She said, رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِندَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Oh Allah, build for me a house in Jannah. You might be amazed, why did she specifically ask for a house in Jannah? And why not ask for, why specifically a house? If you would look at her situation that she would live in, then you would understand why she's asking for a house. She was living in the palace of Fir'aun. She's the queen. She has everything a woman seeking dunya would ask for. She has everything that dunya can offer. But the thing that was missing there was Islam and Iman. So she was living in that place like an alien or a stranger who doesn't belong there. She was saying, oh Allah, ibn liya indaka baytan fil jannah. Allah, build for me a house in Jannah. I'm not going to live in it now, but one day, inshallah ta'ala, I'll be able to be there. So prepare it for me. Build it for me. And then she said, when she said, build for me a house in Jannah, she said, وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلَهُ, and save me from Fir'aun and his deeds. So build for me a house in Jannah, and then take me out of this environment. وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلَهُ, take me out of this place. She has gold, she has silver, she has the servants. She's the queen over Egypt. But she's saying, oh Allah, take me out of that environment. Take me out, I don't want to be there. وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلَهُ, وَنَجِّنِي مِن الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, and take me away from these oppressive people. And that is why Asiya qualified to be one of the four women whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised in a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كَمُلَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ كَثِيرٌ, the men who were complete were many. وَلَمْ يَكْمُلْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا أَرْبَعٌ, but the women who were complete were only four. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these four were Maryam, ibnat Imran, and Asiya, imra'at Fir'aun, and Khadija, and Fatima. And we find that these four women are relating in some way or another to an Anbiya. Two of them raised up Anbiya, and one of them was a wife of a Nabi, and the other one was a daughter of a Nabi. Maryam and Asiya raised up Anbiya. Maryam raised up Isa, and Asiya raised up Musa. And Khadija is a wife of a Nabi, and Fatima bint Muhammad is the daughter of the leader of the Anbiya, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the four, only four complete women. So Asiya believed in the message of Sayyidina Musa, so did Mu'min al Fir'aun, and then the rest, if we would take the tafsir of فَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ, that would mean some children from the people of Fir'aun. And there's also Mashitat al Fir'aun, there's one woman who used to comb for the daughters, but to sum it up, there were only a few who believed. This is the end of the story of Musa and Fir'aun. Now we'll start with a new chapter. And that is the story of Musa and Bani Israel. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.
For further information, please contact Al-Bashir Publications and Translations at 1-877-745-3330 or 303-574-0095. Our fax number is 303-373-0943, or visit our website at www.albashir.com. That's www.al-basheer.com. You can also write to our address at 10515 East 40th Avenue, Suite 108, Denver, Colorado, 80239-3264. All rights reserved for Al-Bashir Company for publications and translations. No part of this series may be reproduced in any form without written permission from the publisher. Unlawful reproductions may prevent Muslim businesses from further producing quality programs. Your consideration is greatly appreciated. Jazakumullahu khairan. Please proceed to the next CD.